lesson for today is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, the second chapter, beginning with verse 6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Thanks be to God.
Good morning to all of you. It is my honor to welcome you, parents, faculty and staff, alumni, and friends of Bethany Lutheran College, and especially you, our students, to campus as we open the 2025-26 academic year, Bethany's 99th year in providing Christian higher education. In the Bible, the book of Hebrews identifies Abraham as a hero of faith. It was he, you'll recall, who obeyed God's command to move to a land that he did not know. And years later, the one who demonstrated his love for God above all else by being willing to sacrifice his only son, Isaac, in obedience to him. Yet we also know that Abraham was human. Despite the fact that God told him he'd have a son from his own line, we hear in Genesis 15, Abraham in his old age doubting God's promise. And then God demonstrating his faithfulness by instructing him to look up to the heavens, to try to count the stars, and then God reassuring him in these words, "So shall your offspring be." The true God is faithful and keeps his promises. Now I share Abraham's story because his situation is likely familiar to all of us. All of us as sinful humans at times doubt God's promises to never leave us or forsake us. If you've been following higher education for some time, it comes as no surprise to you when I say that all institutions in higher education, whether large public flagship universities or small private religious colleges like Bethany, have been experiencing much economic, demographic, and federal and state regulatory challenges. To summarize the situation, the problems for administrations and governing boards have been at times, from a human perspective, overwhelming. The turmoil has led to almost all institutions having to make difficult operational adjustments. It seems no one has been exempt, including Bethany. As this past May, the Board of Regents directed administration to make significant, difficult, and immediate budgetary adjustments. So what I'm about to say will seem odd and a great contradiction. What I want all of us to understand is that, like Abraham, at Bethany Lutheran College, we continue to be abundantly blessed by our gracious and loving Heavenly Father. At a time when the challenges seemed overwhelming, God's hand of blessings is bounteous. For example, last spring it seemed financial support for Bethany's operations was going to fall significantly short. But then the outpouring of God's blessings became evident, and his people, faculty and staff, Board of Regents, ELS Board of Trustees, alumni, parents, ELS clergy and delegates, friends of the college, and congregations responded abundantly. Likewise, support this past year for new endowment scholarship gifts and total gifting to Bethany demonstrated God's grace and blessings upon Bethany. Last spring, I shared with our Board of Regents and faculty and staff that enrollment for this fall, right now, was lagging and not tracking anywhere close to what we needed. The enrollment challenge seemed so overwhelming that I recall standing before the faculty and staff and praying in earnest that our Heavenly Father would open the floodgates of his blessings upon Bethany so that we could serve more and more students by sharing with them the good news of Jesus with more. And he did. As the summer months progressed, our enrollment projections grew. While we don't know exactly our headcount today, I can tell you that it appears we may be experiencing another record number of first-year students and a record full-time undergraduate enrollment, again demonstrating God's grace and blessings upon our treasured college. Likewise, at a time when financial sustainability seemed uncertain, God's grace and blessings upon Bethany are evident in the fact that the college achieved a balanced budget this past year for the second year in a row, and it seems that we'll do so again for this upcoming year. And to add to those blessings, the fact that Bethany's reputation continues to grow, not just in Mankato or the region, but nationally, as Bethany is ranked both as a national liberal arts college and for our graduates' upward mobility. With all that being said, you can understand when I say the momentum forward for Bethany is being felt by our Board of Regents, administration, and faculty and staff. And now it's being multiplied by the enthusiasm brought to campus by you, our large and gifted and talented student body. In short, as we stand just a year away from our 100th anniversary year, it's a great time, students, to be a Bethany Viking. And more importantly, for all of us, it's a great time to rally support for Bethany's mission and purpose. And what a mission and purpose we have at Bethany, because what we do is unique among U.S. colleges and universities. Oh, like every U.S. institution, through our liberal arts approach, we teach broad foundational knowledge through the lens of what the Bible teaches, and by asking students to critically think about their learning. Bethany therefore equips students for productive and fulfilling lives and vocations in their families, their churches, their workplaces, and communities. As evidence in delivering on this purpose, hear what our alumni say about how Bethany lives out its mission. In a survey of last May's graduates, 96% agreed with the statement that their experiences at Bethany contributed to their personal growth and helping them identify their sense of values and priorities in life. Perhaps best said, one alumni wrote the following regarding the value of a Bethany education, and I quote, "A Bethany education instilled in me the value of using my God-given talents to serve others with purpose, integrity, and compassion. It taught me that faith and vocation can go hand in hand, shaping not only what I do, but why I do it. And the why to what we do at Bethany stands at the heart of a Bethany education. At Bethany, our chief purpose is that we want to engage all of our students with their Savior Jesus, who loved each so much that he was willing to lay down his life for ours, so that by faith in him we may all enjoy eternity with him in heaven. While we may not always tangibly get what we want or experience physical blessings in our timing, what is certain is that our eternal futures are already secured because of Jesus' sacrifice for us." And in that same survey of last May's graduates, again, 96% agreed that the overall environment at Bethany encouraged them to grow in their knowledge of Jesus. Combine these two purposes that I spoke of are what makes a Christian liberal arts education at Bethany unique. In a society that is rapidly moving away from the truths of what the Bible teaches, at Bethany, we do just the opposite. Our focus is on helping students grow in their relationship with Jesus. At Bethany, we teach all knowledge through the lens of a biblical worldview, through the truths of Scripture, so that students leave Bethany as compassionate graduates, firmly grounded in Christian faith and teaching, who go out into society and then reflect their lives with integrity, with character, and with unshakable Christian values. By God's grace and blessings, Bethany has remained steadfast in this mission and these purposes throughout its now 98-year history and among its 10,000-plus graduates. As a matter of fact, we believe in our primary purpose so much, we call it the one thing needful. And I'm confident all Bethany alumni have been blessed with the opportunity to grow in their relationship with their Savior Jesus. A distinctively Christian liberal arts education is indeed the fertile ground for the training of you, students, the next generation that our times require. Bethany is among those institutions that cultivate both Christ-centered and intellectual virtue. Dear Bethany students, our faculty and staff open our arms to welcome you. You're at the right place where your God-given gifts and talents will be nurtured through a liberal arts higher education experience taught from a distinctively Christ-centered perspective. That's exactly what our society needs right now, more than ever. To our new faculty and staff, your colleagues warmly welcome you, stand ready to assist you, and wish you God's richest blessings. And to our faculty and staff, and to Bethany's alumni and friends, thank you. Thank you for the roles you're playing to advance the mission of this treasured college. Thank you for your prayers on behalf of Bethany, and thank you for your support in making Bethany a great blessing to our students who are served by it. Amid these exciting and yet challenging times, may our loving Heavenly Father richly bless us this academic year.
Isaiah, Brandon, and Dominic, the Board of Regents of Bethany Lutheran College has appointed each of you, Isaiah Kepsel, Assistant Professor for Business Administration, Brandon Heinze, Assistant Professor of Mathematics, Dominic Santina, Head Coach of Track and Field and Cross Country. And so as you assume the duties of your office, I ask you in the presence of God and this assembly, do you promise with the help of God to discharge faithfully all your duties assigned to you according to the abilities God has given you? If so, then answer, I do so promise with the help of God.
I do so promise with the help of God.
In testimony of your sincere intent in making this promise, give me your right hand. Go then in the name of the Lord and perform the work to which you have solemnly pledged yourselves. In order that you may continue to fit yourself for your duties, it is necessary to apply yourselves to diligent study of God's word and to the special duties you are undertaking. Devote yourselves to prayer and intercession in humility of heart, seeking only the glory of God, the salvation of souls, and the welfare of our college. Be an example both to the students and to your fellow workers. You are assuming a serious responsibility, but the Lord has promised to supply the gifts required for the faithful performance of your work. And so may God grant you his Holy Spirit and give you wisdom and strength to fulfill these obligations. God bless us.
Last April, a select group of exceptional high school seniors visited our campus to compete for Bethany Lutheran College's most prestigious academic awards. Each of these students had already earned a presidential scholarship valued at $13,000 per year. During the competition, participants were given 1 hour to compose an essay on a shared topic and then completed a 15-minute interview before a panel of faculty and staff. These elements, along with their high school grade point average and standardized test scores, were used to rank the finalists. From this talented group who came in April, 7 students rose as the top recipients of our most distinguished scholarships. Before we meet them, I'd like to share a bit about the individuals whose names these scholarships bear. Several years ago, an endowed scholarship was established in honor of Dr. Sigurd Christian Ylvisaker, who served as president of Bethany Lutheran College from 1930 to 1950. The Ylvisaker Fine Arts Center stands as a lasting tribute to his leadership and vision. Early in the 2000s, as President Marvin Meyer approached retirement, a scholarship was created to commemorate his 43 years of service to the college. Dr. Marvin G. Meyer was president from 1982 until 2002 and is honored through the naming of our mathematics and science building, Meyer Hall. At this time, I invite this year's Meyer and Ylvisaker scholarship recipients to come forward. As they do so, I also wish to recognize our returning scholarship recipients, whose academic excellence and contributions have enriched our campus life. We take great pride in their achievements both here at Bethany and in their broader communities. Those current recipients are Amelia Fund, Emily Rouse, Gianna Spain, Caleb Tomhave, Jack Dupree, Natalie Hennig, Allison Rigg, Aaron Stewart, Braden Greenberger, Ben Halverson, and Alexis Minier. Following our opening service, each of these students before you will receive a formal scholarship certificate, which reads, Bethany Lutheran College Meyer Ilvesacher Scholarship, in recognition of high academic ability, Christian character, and leadership, Bethany Lutheran College awards this scholarship to the recipient's name, awarded August 18th, 2025. And now it is my pleasure to present to you this year's top academic winners. Campbell Amundsen, Duluth, Minnesota. Lydia Bursch, St. Michael, Minnesota. Davina Krieger, Altoona, Minnesota. Grayson Lines, Clear Lake, South Dakota. Micah Piller, Farmington, Minnesota. Nika Pittinger, Port Orchard, Washington, and Sarah Smith, Rogers, Minnesota. Please join me in congratulating these outstanding students for their remarkable accomplishments. Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that by your grace you have given us your holy and blessed word, by which you also among us gather your holy Christian church. We humbly thank you for providing us with an institution of higher learning, where the precious knowledge of Christ our Savior can be confessed and taught. As we begin this academic year, we ask that your hand of blessing would rest upon teacher and student, that all learning may give glory to your name for the edification of your people and the welfare of our fellow man. Help us, O God, by your Holy Spirit, to keep your word in pure hearts, that we may be strengthened in Christian faith, perfected in holiness, and comforted in life and in death. Amen. I now declare the Bethany Lutheran College academic year of 2025-2026 to be in session. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.